Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Theater of the Mind Players Present Chill. This is Tawny Thompson.
And Tony Cheek.
Just a reminder for anyone who's joining us for the first time, we are a serialized, story-based, actual play RPG podcast. So if you're just joining, you may want to go back and pick up where we first started, at least with our Arc of Chill. And we record here live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you do want to get the full experience, you can feel free to join us live on Twitch. All of those details are going to be in our episode description, or you can hit us up on YouTube to get our backlogs.
Today we're playing a terrifyingly spooky monster hunting RPG called Chill. We are playing the third edition from Growling Door Games. Chill follows a monster hunting organization called SAVE, and all of our PCs are members. Please enjoy our adventures as we hunt the unknown.
On this episode, we were joined by a special guest star, Sarah Babe, from the Plot Points podcast, and here's Ethan to tell you all about Plot Points.
Plot Points podcast is hosted by Sarah Babe, Brad Davies, and Ben Riggs. In it, they go over RPG adventures as if they were literature.
Please get spooked out with us here on this next episode of Chill.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Rob Wieland. I'm an author, game designer, and professional nerd. And I am the Dungeon Master for Theater of the Mind Players. And tonight, we're going to be returning to the spooky world of Chill. And I've brought the Theater of the Mind Players with me once again. And they're going to be battling some monsters and creatures as... As we explore yet another mystery of the unknown. So as you can see, we have our players, and we also have a very special mystery guest star who we will introduce briefly. But let's go around the table and have everybody introduce themselves and their characters as the members of Save Milwaukee here tonight. And we'll start with you, Jordan.
Hello, I'm Jordan Fishburne. I'll be playing Dr. Sarah Watts today, returning from her brief sabbatical, learning how to use her special restorative art powers that she's discovered she had in our very first Chill episode.
All right, next.
Hello, I am Tony Cheek. I am playing Nate Ellis, the resident werewolf expert and overall lore guy. After last week's episode, my character is currently stocking the armory with super soakers, which he didn't expect he'd be doing.
All super soakers.
All.
Are they still cool?
Next.
Hi, my name is Tawny Thompson. I'm an actor and fight choreographer here in Milwaukee. I play Clark Ashley, the resident film enthusiast. Today I brought my fun little camera that I don't actually use. yeah, that's me.
My name is Ethan Eichstedt-Anderson. I'm going to be playing Sage Marlowe, the actor of the group, who is not actually an actor, but I'm not. He is.
And if our special guest star would sign in, please.
Hi, my name is Sarah Babe. I am a tree hugger by day and podcaster by weekend. I will be playing Aspen Winnebago Johnson, who goes by Winnie, because really, Aspen?
All right, and we will introduce her character very shortly, as tonight our case file called Big Sky, written by Matthew McFarland, who is the developer and of Chill 3rd Edition, is not going to be taking place in our normal confines of Save Milwaukee, but instead is a bit of a field trip out to another Save office. Yep. So, we begin with the windswept plains of Montana, and we are following a small puddle jumper style plane as it makes its way slowly but surely back down to the ground, and lands at a small at a regional airport. Though technically, it's an international airport, but then again, what isn't? And the title card reads Great Falls International Airport, Great Falls, Montana, and the door opens up, and out step the various members of Save Milwaukee, Nate, Clark, Sage, and Sarah. And they get out of the small plane and, you know, grab the luggage as the burly, gruff pilot, you know, kind of hands it to them. And they make their way across the tarmac to a young woman who is standing by a truck holding a sign.
I think that's for us.
I don't think it is.
No.
I mean, I think she's looking for someone else.
Can you describe what your character looks like, please, Sarah?
She's about 17 years old. So she looks old for being a teenager, because kids these days look old. No. She kind of looks like your average tomboyish teenager. Hair in a ponytail. A little bit of a tan. A little bit of freckles. Wearing probably a hoodie at this point in time. Just jeans and some sensible boots for walking in the rough terrain of Montana. So just kind of real, pretty average looking. Nothing super fancy.
And of course, the sign. So how do you approach? Who's talking?
I believe you're looking for us.
Save Milwaukee?
That is, yes.
Hi. Hi!
How are you?
Good.
She films everything.
I film things.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Should we go? Sorry, I'm Dr. Sarah Watts.
Hi, are you really filming everything?
Everything. For posterity.
I'm Winnie.
Nice to meet you, Winnie.
Hi.
Yeah,
nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I know who you are.
I'm Nate.
You're Nate, the werewolf expert.
Well, I mean,
I'm Ashley Winnebago Johnson. Yeah, everybody calls me Winnie. I've read so many of your things in the Save archives that I probably wasn't supposed to see. But I am so excited to meet you. Like, I've read so much of your stuff about werewolves, and it's so, wow. You're taller than I thought you were.
I don't hear that often.
This is weird.
Yes. Somebody else introduce themselves, please.
I'm Clark. Hi, Clark.
Hi. Should we get going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can take my truck. We should be all able to fit in it. It might be a little cramped in the back, but, you know, she does good. She'll love our stupid. We're good. Come on.
So we cut to the big old truck of Winnie as it rolls down the highway as she delivers the briefing that to the rest of the members of the Save Office, the envoys that are here for a very particular purpose. That was me. See, that was me talking so that you could look that piece up while I was talking.
Nate, is so anyway, she old enough to be in Save?
We're doing a few
more. Is she
more
old enough to drive this vehicle?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm old. I drive really well.
Yeah, do laws are license? Lenient in Montana.
I've got my license. I've only had like. No. This is just a shortcut. I'm real sorry about all the bumps, but
this is Ace Ventura. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know it's
or
like
Star Trek.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You know, I know it's through the cornfield and everything, but it's really kind of the best way to get through, because this farmer's cows always and their steer just always get out into the road. So if you go through the field, you're actually less likely to hit one of the steer.
But don't we hurt the corn?
Yeah, corn will be fine. Boop, boop. So, but yeah, we're here. Welcome to Great Falls. That's, you know, where we are in Montana. We've got a really weird thing going on over here. Envoy Thomas Simpson is assembling a team here, and you guys are the team. So we've got that going on. He was contacted by a former patient, Randy Jenner, 29, who was what was he? He was in a bar altercation with a local rancher. And the rancher identifies it as Jackson Palmer. He lives a little bit over by the creek. He's a little bit on the weird side. Doesn't actually talk to many people. Kids don't even go over to his house on Halloween. It's pretty a little bit weird. But he's a nice guy when he comes out, you know? So he gets into a fight with Jackson Palmer.
Sorry, what was the first name?
The Randy Jenner.
Randy Jenner.
Yeah, Randy Jenner. He was got in the bar fight with Jackson Palmer. Like I said, and he Jackson Palmer fused Jenner and his conversation to the people who save stuff. His crew, they wouldn't let him onto Palmer Ranch because Palmer Ranch has got a big like forest in it, and they just kind of wanted to see what was going around in there. Jenner's crew were tracking wolf movements through Montana, and you know, they do tend towards your, you know, you would know, especially like wolfy things. They go for the wooded areas that got the trees so they can make their dens and all that kind of stuff. So they wanted to get on the Palmer Ranch to track the wolf movements a little bit more. According to Jenner, he said that he killed any wolves he saw. And when an argument grew heated, Palmer threw Jenner over a table. But which is really a kind of a weird story, because old man Palmer's like, gotta be like 110, or at least like 90.
Aren't farmers like really, like...
Yeah, they're like wiry strong.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but
I mean, they really are, but I mean, like, he's super...
Even with their... Oh, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, I don't know if Jenner's just making it all up and might have tripped over something out on the ranch and just wanted to say it was old man...
Perhaps
Palmer.
He had a former career as a wrestler?
It could be possible. I mean, I don't know why he'd be out in Montana. We don't really have much of a wrestling.
Retirement.
Oh. I just live here.
You didn't retire here already?
No.
It's a damn shame.
What did they... why did they think these were werewolves? Is Jenner aware of the unknown?
I think you're actually the one who's pushing the werewolf theory. Like, you're the one who's like, well, obviously they were looking for wolves and the old man is super strong, so it's gotta be a werewolf.
I mean, it's not necessarily that the crew of the conservationists knew that they were going to track in, like, werewolves and stuff. They were generally just going after the wolves. But what kind of 90-year-old man can just, like, throw somebody into a table and make a break? Like, and if he's got wolves in his, you know, in his woods, that means it's got to be werewolves. You know, it's got to be. So I told everybody at the office, I'm like, hey, guys, we got to do this. We got to bring some people in. And they're like, well, it doesn't seem like much of a threat. And I'm like, of course it's a threat. It's a bunch of werewolves. Y'all know what they can do. And it just was, so they were kind enough to bring you guys in because they said, well, we're the only person we can expend on this. And I'm like, well, right, let's do it. And then somebody was like, well, she needs backup. And I was like, I don't need backup. And then they're like, you're getting backup. I'm like, well, fine. I'll get backup. And then they said they were sending you, and I was real excited. Because now...
So no one's really aware of werewolf wolves?
Werewolves are wolves?
I mean...
Werewolves are...
Sort of-ish. I mean, there's things that could be put together to make a wolf. Werewolf.
So, Nate, what signs should we be looking for to ensure this is actually a werewolf case?
How did he look?
Like, what?
Well, did he look like a werewolf?
Who?
The old man.
Jackson Palmer?
Randy Jackson.
No. The old...
That's not cool, dog.
Oh!
A full circle.
Wow.
Damn.
We'd like to thank everybody for in 2004 for laughing at that.
Also, Randy Jackson, we hope you're watching.
Right? So, no, it's Palmer. Right, yeah, because you said Palmer was the one.
Well, you haven't actually done any actual investigating of the case yet.
They everybody else back at Save said I should wait to have other people with me to talk to Palmer.
can we get onto the Palmer farm? We could tell them we're making a documentary about farms in Montana.
If they didn't let conservationists on, why do you think they're going to let
fame?
It's called a ranch.
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 Oh my god.
But if he is a werewolf, he probably doesn't want us filming on his ranch.
We could pose
as werewolves.
I will say it's highly unlikely that he's a werewolf.
We hate the earth.
Wait, you guys.
We hate the wolves?
No, we hate the protection.
No.
Of wolves.
No, you guys. I'm in 4-H.
That's not what I was expecting. So you make pillowcases and raise cows?
Steer.
Steer?
Did Tawny just have a slight flashback? Is that
right? I was a Girl Scout.
A little bit? Okay. Fair.
I think I had a slight stroke.
No, because if we can... I can talk to old man Palmer and be like, hey, old man Palmer, you know the 4-H in town. I'm part of the 4-H, and I'm looking into what it takes to have a ranch and the environmental threats, and we'd like to film it as part of my senior 4-H project.
Oh, is that what 4-H does?
I don't know.
They raise things and sew stuff.
We are going to get some really angry.
Yeah. I promise. 4-H is really cool.
Let me tell you.
I just was never in it, so I actually don't know what was happening with that.
I knew people who were in 4-H.
Them and Randy Jackson fans are going to be really upset.
Wow. Randy Jackson and 4-H fans together. No more stream.
So,
I guess we head on over.
Are there other places of interest?
Do we have to join 4-H then?
Oh.
No.
Well, if we're her film crew.
Ah.
Right.
From you guys are the just... university.
Right.
We already tried. You guys posing as university students.
Okay, but it worked except for Billy. And Billy's not here.
That is true.
Yes. I'll pour one out for him later.
Will we find out where Billy is? I guess we'll have to see what happens in the next commercial break.
Yeah.
But no, we're in keep on.
Who's Billy?
Oh!
The Billy. Muscle of the operation.
Yeah, he did a thing with his knee and a hammer.
Well, that just sounds silly.
Oh, I thought it was a weight on his ankle that beeped.
That's part of it too.
Okay.
So I mean, we can get heading down to Old Palmer's farm.
What time of day?
I thought you said it was a ranch.
Ranch.
It is.
I mean, or we could get you guys all set up where you need to stay.
It's probably afternoon.
Or some lunch.
You're driving them to the nearby town where the altercation happened, which is called Winifred, and that's also probably where the conservationists are kind of staying, like outside of town there.
I guess we could also ask some questions to the conservationists and check out to see if the bar had, like, any footage.
The bar's got some great barbecue.
Ooh, let's go to
barbecue.
The bar.
The barbecue at the bar?
When's the next full moon?
What's the name of the barbecue?
The bar...
Never mind. I don't get it.
The barbecue.
It's count...
You know that the...
BQ bar.
Great Falls Bar.
The half moon, like just half.
Okay.
It's the Great Falls Bar and Pub and Food.
Well, no, the bar is in Winifred. Called
Winifred.
It's probably called something like
It's called the Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The Winifred.
I do have a cousin named Baba.
Yes, the Winifred Watering Hall.
So the Winifred watering hole.
Okay.
Because that's where you get water and...
From a hole?
Most, yeah, most likely. Well, I mean, it's a trough, usually. But then
or like a well. Well's a hole.
Well, that, not... I mean, you don't want to be putting sheep in...
So, as exciting as this trough to well discussion is, it sounds like that you are going into town to do some research and ask around. Is that correct?
I don't even know.
Yes. And I'd also like to set up my little testing lab space with all the equipment that I brought.
Okay.
Just make sure in case we need to, I don't know, make bullets. I don't know. I don't know if I can actually do that, but...
That'll be interesting. So the...
Fail.
There is a small motel. It's not a chain motel. It's the Dreamland Motel, and they've got you all set up in separate rooms. Though each room is probably about the size of this room, so it's not a lot. And the decor looks like it hasn't been updated since this place was built in the,
50s.
Mm-hmm. 50s. So it has that sort of...
Black and white television.
Everything kind of has that sheen of, cigarette smoke that, mm-hmm. yeah. that you can just feel when you walk
in. Oh my god, it's so quaint!
what avenue of investigation are you pursuing first? Are you going to go to the watering hole?
I say we try out some barbecue and see if they have cameras. If they have security cameras or maybe the barmaid remembers something.
Okay.
I don't know if they call them barmaids anymore.
We're in Montana.
They're called servers.
I just got there and I'm like, they're obviously serving wenches.
We're not in the big city anymore.
Where's everybody's sword? Yes?
What is that name?
That's Sage. That's
Sage. I'm sorry. I was trying to remember.
Okay, so you head to the Winifred Watering Hole. And I feel like this is one of those places where the center of town, there are four bars, one on each corner, and they're all variations of the same name. So it's like the watering hole, then there's the well, then there's the trough. And then the asshole in the fourth bar is the Riverside Pub.
Ooh, they brew their own.
That's the people still stuck in town who have opened up a microbrewery who are like, we're gonna make this work, damn it. And
so this is where we need to hang out later.
A bar in every corner. It's almost like we're in Wisconsin. Very homey.
But the watering hole is as quaint as you might expect. It has a lot of bar signs, a dartboard that is riddled with holes. It has that wood paneling look, and a pool table that looks like it's been repaired half a dozen times.
My daddy caught that moose.
That's a really big moose.
Yeah.
How do you catch a moose?
Really big net.
You kill it?
Oh.
It's a lot easier once you shoot it.
I think they call that a bear.
What's his name?
The moose?
The moose.
Moose?
Good name for a moose.
Mm-hmm. So who are you approaching as far as talking to people?
The barmaid.
Good.
Yeah.
How many gold pieces do you require?
You Wisconsin people are weird.
I think about half of it, sister. I think the barmaid is
I put three ones on the table.
and she's older. She definitely has some big hair, and a thing. And she's like, "So is that for three Bud Lights?"
Bud Lights.
What the hell?
Oh, yes. Yes.
They're from Wisconsin, Shirley. Do you have any of that Miller stuff?
We have what we have.
I'll just have water. Thanks.
Do you have anything local?
You want local stuff, you gotta go to the brewery across the street. That's where they do all that weird local stuff. Hmm. I know what's wrong with what people have been drinking for years and years and years and years. She comes back and brings beers for everybody. So, who are your friends, Winnie?
Well, this is Clark.
Hi.
Clark likes to use that thing.
It's a camera.
A camera. Sorry.
It's just for posterity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Sage. He's pretty nice. This is Sarah. She's really nice, too. Hi. And this is Nate. He's real cool.
Sup.
All right. Now that I know your names, you still haven't told me what you're here for exactly, other than you're recording
research.
Something.
Barbecue, please.
All
but
right.
Mostly research.
You're putting out... Okay. Research and barbecue. Well, barbecue I can definitely help you out with. And she takes your orders and whatever. So once she puts those in, she comes back and she's like, okay, so what are you researching?
Bar fights.
No. In rural locations. Bar fights in rural locations.
Okay.
We're actually here to help Winnie with her 4-H project that she's trying to run. It's for her senior 4-H thing that she was telling us about.
Okay.
But she did tell us about this great bar fight that's been rumored that's going around.
Sage really likes bar fights.
I'm also here to help Winnie legally change her name to The Pooh.
Rude.
This is why you come up with a plan in the car. All right, so Sage, give me an interview check at a minus 20.
How about a persuade?
This is really... What are you persuading her to do?
Show us the video of the bar fight?
Well, you haven't asked for that. Could I interview?
Aren't you worse at interview?
No, she's...
I'm really good at it.
Oh, yeah, when you have your camera, you're really good at it.
Yeah. Because I'm documentarianing. I also have various voice recorders. Yeah.
Just voice recorders. She always has backups for the ones that Billy breaks.
Yeah. Interview minus 20?
Well, it's going to be interview minus 20, whoever rolls. I don't.
Dibs?
If you're going to let
Clark
do it.
Purple dice tonight.
I'll let her.
I would need to get a... My investigation is 110.
Oh, and by the way,
interview.
I'm an
still
excellent
65.
Driver. I have a specialization.
I got a 12
driver.
On my 65.
Fantastic at it.
Tell that to the corn.
You're a corn.
Good one.
I like her.
Oh, are you?
Okay, I'm good.
So you're here because of what happened between Jackson and that kid, huh?
Yes.
You're not his friends. You're not here to like go. I mean, he's an old man. Like you don't need to send four people to go kick the ass of an old man.
That's why we think it's cool.
Yeah,
Shirley, we ain't gonna kick my old man Palmer's ass. That's
no,
just me.
Definitely, you're not.
No, it sounded like he was a super badass, and we think that's cool.
Look, he's over 90 years old, and I mean, yeah, he's a farmer, and he comes from farmer stock, so he works every day and everything, but there's no way that he pushed the kid as hard as he did. I think that kid, he did one of them...
soccer falls?
The flops. The flops. My grandkid talks about the flops, where the basketball player... overdoes their right. fall, because they're, I mean, he flew over the table. I mean, there's no way that old man could push him that hard to get him to look like that, going over that table.
My Nana calls that the goldfish.
All right. so but they got into an argument because they wanted to go onto his land, and Jackson said he didn't want them on his land. He took care of any wolves that were on his land, so they didn't need to go on there. And then the kid got all pissy because Jackson actually admitted that he, you know, was shooting wolves, and that's when things got physical.
Is old man Palmer okay?
No, he's fine. I don't know if he's ever coming back in here, though.
No, that's a shame. You got good barbecue.
Yeah, well.
He won't stay gone for long, I don't think. Especially once those conservationist kids get out of here.
Yeah.
We could bring the barbecue to him.
I hope it's sooner rather than later. I mean,
he would appreciate this.
Maybe.
Okay.
Look.
If not, we could have more barbecue.
I understand what they're doing. I understand that, you know, they're worrying about the earth and all of that. And any good hunter worries about that sort of thing. But most farmers are more concerned about what those wolves can do to their livestock. And so they don't have a lot of fans around here. So if you're going to go ask their side of the story, you should probably be aware of that. Because, you know, they may... I mean, I don't know. They might sue. Who knows? I just wish that none of it would have happened. And, you know, don't get me wrong, it's nice to see some new faces in here, but now I'm afraid that because of the way that things go viral on the internet, that this is going to be some kind of Instagram stop, and I just don't want that to happen to a nice town like this.
I do have to ask, do you happen to have cameras in here, like, and maybe recorded the fight?
No, why would we do that?
For liability reasons.
And posterity.
Safety, security. I guess that's more of like a city thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. It would make less sense.
You think a place like this can afford security cameras?
Oh, they're cheap now. You can buy them on Amazon.
And they Bluetooth.
Yeah. But
you think a place like this has Wi-Fi? Like, and you all... And when she says that, you all do realize that your phones have been very wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
Yeah, guys.
Well, then why are you worried about it going viral? There's no internet.
Well, I mean, they're from out of town, right? So if they leave and...
Well, you all found out about it, and you're from out of town.
Well, we found out about it at the airport.
That's because that's my fault.
Oh, sorry for
well,
blaming that
you
on
probably
anybody.
Told your friends, and they emailed the Instagram to
we were
somebody.
Coming
I don't know how this all works.
We were coming here for dinner, and she told us the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, be that as it may, I just hope that I mean, if you're going to do this, that, you know, if you talk to them, just make sure that that the sooner this town can get back to normal, the better. Now, do you need extra napkins or what?
Yes, please.
So we cut back to everybody back at the in somebody's room at the Dreamland. Probably talking about your next move. So it's a little after dinner. So I don't know if you want to go to the Palmer House or the Palmer Ranch tonight. If you want to do research, you know, what are you guys going
to
do?
I don't think it would be smart to go there at night. We've had bad experiences
with
that.
Did we grab barbecue for him?
What phase is the
moon? We can grab barbecue in the morning.
It is the waning. The half moon just happened a couple days ago, so it is waning.
Third
so you're
quarter.
Not going to be like, oh, look, the full moon.
Okay.
This is
third
great.
Quarter.
Roar!
Yeah, oh. Figured that might be helpful if we're all turning into vampires.
Vampires?
Werewolves.
So it's a third quarter moon?
I'm new to the unknown, okay? I haven't been doing this very long yet, okay, Sage?
I'm still not convinced it's werewolves that we're dealing with.
Well, I was actually
thinking... It sounds
thinking
pretty werewolf-ish.
We should probably be careful, because what if the conservationists are werewolves? Because they're the ones that are fighting for werewolf safety.
But the guy who got thrown, though.
But what if he did, like, a kick, like, a sick, like, flip jump thing? I don't know.
Hashtag
he's a stuntman now?
Kick, sick, flip, jump.
I mean, to make it look really big and overdone? I don't know. Because that makes more sense than an old man just sort of losing his temper.
I mean, but if he's, like, 110... How, like, werewolves, the aging thing, how does that work?
Well, didn't the owner of the watering hole say he was more like 90-something?
werewolves do tend
still
to
really old to throw someone over a table.
Higher aged, because they have all the preservation of the werewolf blood and a little bit of regeneration power.
See? Right. Were the werewolves that you studied like city werewolves, or have they been like in the fresh mountain air?
Do city werewolves wear little hats with their wolves?
It's definitely fedoras.
I'm a werewolf.
Oh my god, this is off the rails!
Bow ties. Lots of bow ties also.
Bow ties are cool.
And they look adorable on dogs.
They do.
Oh my god.
They do.
Oh, werewolves.
Is this out of game or is this in game?
Oh, this is in game.
This is in game.
Did I go like this?
No, you
didn't.
All right, then. If we wear bow ties, they'll think we're in disguise, and we're werewolves too, so they won't attack
I'm
us.
Totally down with the disguise of the bow ties.
I didn't bring any bow ties with me.
I have 5.
Mild.
You guys realize this is not how any of this works, right?
Well werewolf expert...
I can't get a word in. You're all about bow ties.
So you're saying we should dress up as wolves. And go knock on his door.
Am I hungry like the wolf?
You know what? Do what you guys are going to do. I might just go back for some more barbecue.
Because that's the only good thing that's happening right now.
But you're the werewolf expert. We got to have you with.
I still don't think it's werewolves. I think you guys are getting ahead of yourselves.
What do we need?
Yeah.
Well, first of all you have is one angry old man who pushed a kid over a table.
But he's like a really old guy.
And there's rumors of wolves.
Wolves.
That doesn't mean werewolves, that just means we're in Montana.
Nate, what signs do we need to know for sure that it is a werewolf?
Well,
so, go ahead and give me a, the first thing that you probably would let them know, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to make you roll because... this is your jam.
Right.
Is that...
Damn, this is my jam.
Werewolf is a blanket term. There are actually different breeds of werewolf.
City wolf?
No, not... And maybe this is why you're reluctant, because you're like, let me tell you everything I know about werewolves, and then they're going to say something dumb, and you're going to walk away. And then 5 minutes later, you're going to come back, and I'm like, are you guys still talking about the werewolf fedoras? Okay, cool, I'll be back.
I literally just have the scene from Young Frankenstein in my head of like, werewolf, their castle.
Inherent werewolves, who are the ones that change under the full moon. And there are infective werewolves that can change at any time.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, damn, what?
I thought we were safe for, like, another half month.
Bow ties for everyone.
Bow ties.
Yeah.
Well, no. He hasn't told any of you.
I know. Right.
Bow ties anyway.
This is out of character.
I'm just letting him know what he knows.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Nate, tell us about the werewolves and the full moon. Also the bow ties.
Okay.
You can just keep talking.
What color hat?
I'm sorry.
Octoroon. So, first of all, there aren't really city wolves and country wolves.
No.
I mean,
they're not like mice.
No.
I just see some furious, like, scribbling out of notebooks, like...
just...
There are different breeds of wolves.
Breeds, many.
Some that have been turned by infection. Some that have been turned by simply being descendant of werewolves.
Okay. Oh. So they can be born this way.
Baby werewolves?
They can be born this way.
That is actually pretty cute.
No, yeah, as a baby werewolf, is it also a puppy when they change?
Baby.
I don't
They're called cubs when they're from wolves.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
Okay, wait, so are baby... Right. Are there baby dogs... Are babies dogs? Do I roll for that?
No.
Are babies dogs?
Sorry, Nate, sorry. Are they, like, actually in real life allergic to silver?
Only certain breeds.
How many breeds
Which
are
there?
The, so, you know that, that the inherent werewolves are immune to damage except for silver stuff. Whereas infective werewolves can be hurt by regular weapons, but they're very, very, very tough because they are able to regenerate as...
So are the effective... Would those still be affected by silver more so then? Or is it just any sort of
anything.
Damage?
Okay. Yeah.
So I relate that to the group because I don't want to repeat it.
Okay.
Well, that's different.
Werewolf.
Is there a local plater?
How would we know?
Oh, so bow ties aren't going to do anything.
They could be silver bow ties. Throwing bow ties.
Is there a company that town that does custom plating?
Not in Winifred, no.
Okay.
How would we know if it was an inherent or an infected?
Without them turning first. Because that would be
that would
ideal.
Preclude
it,
the...
It seems like if we shoot them with a normal bullet, we'd find out right away.
But that would... That would mean you shot someone.
So, inherent wolves are the ones that turn at the full moon. Infective wolves are forced to change when they hear their packmates' howls.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it's only their packmates? So if we just walk around howling?
No, it has to be their packmates. Wait. Yeah, you can't just howl on somebody's face.
You can't just go
like,
around
I'm a werewolf! I got you!
Are you conveying this?
Yes, I am repeating everything Rob is saying to
me. Wait. You guys. What? I have a really good idea. We need to get a hold of the conversation, the people that are trying to save the wolves. And once we get a hold of them, we can see if they have any recordings of the howls, because if any of the howls that were from the wolves that were in the thing by the old man were actually wolves, we would make people change into wolves if we, like, broadcast it all over the place.
Would that work?
I don't know.
That is a terrible idea.
Yeah. That is a terrible idea.
Really?
Why?
Rampant werewolves.
Well,
everywhere.
Let me just say this.
It doesn't have to be broadcast. Maybe we just have it on our phones. And we'd be like, ooh, with a button. Like
this
an app.
This would be a good time for you to do something dramatic to get everybody's attention.
Oh, I'm trying. But...
I'm saying, if you want to flip the table, do it now.
Ah! Oh, the cameras.
Yeah. Look. Werewolves are no fucking joke. If you get bit by one, you don't just simply change. Odds are you're dead. So this is no laughing matter. You really want to broadcast to all the wolves that their little howls so that we can change everybody into a werewolf and this whole entire town gets ripped to shreds? Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not going to be a part of it, though. Which, watch all you die and I'm out of here.
But that's why we use it.
We have fallout shelters. We can put all of the town... There's only like 200 people that live
here. So this is a card game called Werewolf. If we put everybody in one fallout shelter and then they hear... the noise, and there's a werewolf in the group.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't do that.
You know that if they did that, that werewolf would probably tear through all 200 people.
Yeah.
If we had, like, just a recording of it, though, so that it could be localized.
Still an awful idea.
I think it would be best if we don't change whoever the werewolf is into a werewolf. I feel like that would be safer for us overall and the people here.
But then how do we...
Flyers.
Or you could investigate.
That.
I know, that's a weird...
Our job.
That's a weird idea. I'm sorry.
If we do
crazy
our job.
Crazy suggestion.
I can go talk to Old Man Palmer.
Do you know if they have just like a normal silver allergy? Like it would present in humans as well? Like irritation... from holding silver?
Just the inherent werewolves. I couldn't tell you about the affected. Probably not.
Okay.
Would it be, just out of character, would it be completely wise and rude for me to just kind of wander off and be mopey and go talk to Old Man Palmer by myself? Or would that be very unadvisable to you guys?
I mean...
No, I say, let's do it... I don't want to cut to commercial. That's a good commercial bit, though. But
okay.
Spoiler alert.
My thought: so each wear at least one silver ring.
That way, when we meet people,
we can just shake their hand.
Still, might be shaking hands with a werewolf.
Yes, but they would.
I would think: do we have any weapons on us that are silver, just in case this is?
Can
actually
we assume
a werewolf?
That we were smart enough to bring?
What
like,
did we get through customs?
I think
Nate is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and if it was a private jet, I'm assuming Save flew us out. Like,
well, you probably took commercial jets. Okay. Save. You don't. There's not a Save copter, sadly.
Oh,
or
yeah. So Zisu had to fly like under the plane. Is he okay?
We may also be able to get like silver at the local pawn shop
and smelt it.
No, like, I mean, silver? Like, I just shouldn't say pawn shop, I mean thrift shop. Because, you know,
people die, so they all give their stuff to the local thrift shops.
Yeah. Could we spend tonight melting them down and making bullets?
I'm saying you don't have to do that. I think Nate is.
Yeah. I came prepared.
Despite his protestations of, I don't think it's a werewolf, I think he's also smart enough to be like, but if it is, I'm bringing the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nate, do you happen to know in your studies some test that might have been used in order to sniff out a werewolf before?
Unfortunately, to my knowledge, testing is very difficult to come by with werewolves. We actually, I don't know if this is okay, I read a little bit in the werewolf part.
That's fine.
Unfortunately, we started a program, but we've only just recently learned of the different breeds in like the early 80s.
Wow, you were alive in the 80s?
I was not, but I did my research.
So we're currently raising money to help fund that research.
Please donate.
To the werewolf, I don't know.
Hashtag werewolf fund?
To the Lycos project. Which it's actually called.
Hashtag called. Werewolf bow ties are cool.
I wonder if there's like a scientific difference that could be seen between normal blood and werewolf blood.
But then we didn't access the blood. I think we just need to talk to some peeps.
Pheromones, maybe.
Do I People know if really there's any way to test like, for werewolf or see, tell if a person is a werewolf? Do I know that?
Not really.
Okay.
Do dogs know?
Dogs know everything.
Well,
he can sense the unknown. Let me rephrase that.
Like, in a sense of, is there a blood test or is there a blah? No. Can you sense the unknown?
Yes. We can do that. That's something we can do.
I have a dog that helps with that too. He's like a bomb sniffer, but for ghosts.
He actually and fought werewolves? A ghost dog a little bit.
Okay. All right. So let's try to talk to those conservationists in the morning, and then we can swing by the waterhole and grab barbecue and bring it to Palmer for lunch. Right?
Sure.
That way we sort of hit a couple birds one stone day. And
one day stone.
One day stone.
Yeah.
That is our new Christian band.
Yeah. One day stone.
So everyone get some sleep?
Sure.
I'm going to go record my video diary.
So, is this the point where you maybe go and talk to Palmer by yourself?
Yeah, because I'm like, I am super bummed because Nate just yelled at me.
You jerk.
And
like, I yelled at all of you.
No, that was pretty justified.
It was, but, oh yeah, but no, yeah, like, the 17-year-old like,
girl, come on.
That's like, true.
The guy,
you guys were talking about bow ties, come on.
Like, hero.
Was, yeah, like, this is my safe hero who, like, I follow his research and want to be as cool as him.
So that's why, in the morning, when the rest of you get up, Winnie's gone.
Will the team find out how to test for werewolves? Will they ever find Winnie? Find out next time as the Theater of the Mind Players present Chill.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.
So, Clark had the bright idea that while I was out of commission with his goddamn leg after that demon child just, like, whacked me in the knee with it, that I should, document myself while I'm stuck in the headquarters. I don't know why she's having me do this, but I honestly don't know why she does anything. So, here I am at the headquarters. At least I got beer. Alright, so there is literally nothing to do around here. We don't even have Netflix. So, I pulled out some old VHSs. See what we got here. We got Scooby-Doo and the Boo Brothers. Nope. We got, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. That's hilarious, but no. So, this one is unmarked, except for, Titanic. Okay, this is a true story. My mama would not let me watch the sex scene in Titanic. What she did was took a newspaper and put it over the TV screen. I could hear the noises, but I wasn't allowed to see it, so might as well see what all the fuss is about, right? Alright, let me just put this in here.